Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Peyim Maseches Kedushin. I'm Zocha to learn this with you from the old city in Yerushalayim Er HaKodesh as we march our last few steps towards both Kabbalas HaTorah as well as Siyum of Seder Nashim. On daf Pei, we're going to continue the subject of Chazakos, instances where once it is presumed that a woman is a Ksheira. How far does that go in terms of questions of eating truma, in terms of the halachos of yuchsin? Of course, a very integral part of our perek asar yuchsin has been the concept of mal asu biyuchsin. There are times that we're machmir because of concerns of yuchsin. And our daf on pei amid aleph is going to really be all about chazakos, presumptive statuses. How far do they go for the halachos of truma and other instances of tumatara? And then we're going to come to one of my favorite sugyas in terms of halacha, and that is on Pei Mabez, we're going to have the halachos of yichud. And yichud is really just two dap in Maseches Kedushin, and that's going to be on Pei Mabez as well as on Daf Pei Aleph. Most of the halachos will be actually on Daf Pei Aleph, not Pei Amud Beis, but we will have some basic references and a fascinating and difficult makor for the halachos of Yichud. Let's Beis Hashem begin. On the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis, three words, from the end of the Amud. Amar Reish Lakish Lo Shanu. First words on Pei Amud Aleph is Lo Shanu. And Reish Lakish opens our daf by qualifying the halacha that we had concluded with on yesterday's daf. And that requires a minute introduction to remind ourselves. The Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Ayin Tes on the Beis that if a man comes from Medina Sayyam and he's returning with a woman and he claims that this is the woman that I had left with, that was a miuchesses, that she was a ksheira, and these are the children, so the halacha is that he does not need to prove neither the status of the woman nor the status of the children. On the condition, says Rabba Bar Rav Huna, opening the Gemara on Ayin Tes Amud Beis, that they're kruchim achareha, that the kids are clearly attached to her. So Reish Lakish's comments is as follows. Amar Reish Lakish lo yishanu, this phenomenon of kruchim, that kruchim is enough to affirm that this is his children from this woman and they are ksherim, ela bekotche hagvul. That only applies to kachim that are related to the gvulos Eretz Yisrael. What that is referring to, Tosas spells out in Rashi, is truma. And we assume the children are not halalim, and they themselves, if he was a kohen, would be able to eat truma as well. Aval biyuchsin lo. Our Mishnah is not applying to yuchsin. Rashi explains four lines from the top. If they have daughters, they cannot necessarily marry kohanim until they prove that the daughters are from this father. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, and Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Reish Lakish. Afilu biyuchsin, and he says that the same applies in regards to yuchsin as well. That this kruchim acharel is such a strong chazaka that once the children are attached to mother, we assume that they're just coming from the mother, and that is going to be enough. The Azra Rabbi Yechanan Litani, Rabbi Yechanan is consistent with his position. The Amr Rabbi Barabba Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Malkin ala chazakos, there is malkus that is given on a chazaka, in this case, kruchim, and we would infer from halacha the status to the point that we would even give malkus based on the chazaka. Rashi explains that in a case of which the information of the chazaka will have import for malkus, skila, let's continue on in the Gemara, soklin v'sarfin al chazakas, or for halachas of skila. For example, what happens if this man is mizana with the little girl who he claims his daughter? So in such a case, it would be punishable by death. We don't know for sure that this is his daughter, but if it's a chazak of krucha allowed with his wife, so then in such a case, we would assume to the point that we would even exact capital punishment based on that chazaka. So this was the shita Rabbi Yochanan. There's another part to Rabbi Yochanan's shita who says ve'in sarfin truma ala chazakos, but you don't burn truma on based on chazakos. It's prohibited to burn truma and destroy truma. Of course, truma needs to be eaten. The exception, of course, is that if truma is tmeya, then there's a mitzvah to burn it. What happens if we believe that the truma has become tmeya, but only based on a chazaka, presumptive status? Rashi Liber Masel in Sarfin explains that a child that has been hanging around in the street, a regular child, who likes to play ball, likes to play around, and tends to wander around and explore, that child, a regular child, has a chazaka being tamed, because they play around in the ashpa. Ashpa was, I wouldn't translate as garbage, it was a heap of items that collected, and there were nevelos and shrutzim that were also there. And if a child comes in contact with truma, we don't burn the truma, even though there's a chazaka that the child is tamed. Hence, we have a rule from Rabbi Yochanan. On the one hand, malkin ala chazakos, soiklim sarfin ala chazakos. On the other hand, ein sarfin trufma ala chazakos. Malkin ala chazakos kirev Yehuda. Dam Rav Yehuda, we have this rule that you get malkus on a chazaka. Rav Yehuda taught, huchzika nida bishchinoseha. If there's a woman who has a presumptive status amongst her neighbors that she is a nida. Rashi explains that in those days a nida would wear particular clothing that would show that she was a nida. And we know that the woman had relations with her husband. So the husband, it seems, was over the Isser Krisus. Baila lokala, we would give the Baal Malkus on that. If he had relations with her, Mishum Nida, because we presume that she's a Nida. Saiklum Sarfin ala Chazakas, when we had mentioned that there would be Skil and Srifa based on Chazakas, could Rabba Baravuna, Dom Ravuna Marav, Ishvi Isha Tinok Vitinokas, Shigdilu Bisel Chabayis, Niskolin Zalzev, Nisrofin Zalzev. If there are individuals that grew up in one house, we don't know for sure that the mommy is the wife and the children are the actual kids, but we assume that if there was any illicit relationships, we follow the presumptive status of the house. For example, we had the case in our Mishnah of Kruchin Achara, the children hang around with the mother. We presume that this is the mother. If there's any incest, so then in such a case, it would be Skila and Srefa based on that presumptive status. Hence the rule, Saiklin Visarfin ala Chazokis. Amar B'shuim and Pazi, Amar B'shuim and Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, Maisa B'Yishu Shebosu Yerushalayim. We have a story that relates to the above. A woman came to Yerushalayim, V'tinok Murkav La'Ksefa, and she was carrying a child on her shoulders, like the normal relationship between a baby and the parent, V'gdilasa, and Bala, and when the child got older, they had relations. Of course, that's incest, that would be Chayv Misa. Chayv Skila. Vevim LeBezdin, sure enough, they brought him to Bezdin. V'Sakum, and they got Skila. L'Nipnei Shebno Vadlei, not because we knew for sure that this little kid that she was carrying on her shoulders was for sure her son. L'Nipnei Shekar Chachareha. So we bring out this exact point that we had seen from Rabbi Yochanan in, first of all, a story that took place in the Isha Shabbos Yerushalayim, as well as other psakim of Rabbi Yochanan. The Rabbi Yochanan is consistent that for Yuchsin, you would be allowed to rely on Krucha Achareha to assure that these are her children. Now we go on to the exception of when we don't follow Chazakas. V'ein sarfin truma ala Chazakas. You can't burn truma based on Chazakas. Amar Shimon ben Lakish, sarfin ala Chazakas. Rabbi Yochanan Neimer, ein sarfin. The example that we gave previously was the case of the child, where the child has a presumption of being tameh because he plays around in the street. Nevertheless, if he comes in contact with truma, we don't burn the truma. So this is machlekes again. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The Azdul Tamayim and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are l'shitasam. This is not. We learned in a Mishnah This Mishnah appears in Taharis Perikim Mishnah Ches. Tinoik Shinimtza Bitzado Yisa Ubotzek Biyodoi. If you have a child that's found on the side of a flower, and he's got some batzik, some dough in his hand, Rabbi Meir mitar v'chacham mitamin. Rabbi Meir says that despite the fact it's obvious, says Rashi, that that bit of dough that's in his hand comes from that larger dough, and that means that the child has come in contact with the larger dough, nevertheless, the larger dough is tar, and the chachamim say you're tamin. What's the logic of the chachamim? Very simple, says the Gemara. Mipnei shadarko shel tina l'tapeach. Because a child plays around in those areas that have tumah. So the chachamim make a lot of sense. Vavinam, but we wonder, my time may the Rabbi Meir. What's Rabbi Meir's logic? So Rabbi Meir is explaining this follows. Kosavar, roiv tinokos mitapchim. Yes, the majority of kids play around in dumps, and they come in contact with tumah v'tahara. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's actually appropriate for this time because right around, we just passed Lag BaOmer, children looking everywhere, scouring for every bit of wood. In fact, we're Mochal B'Mechila Gemura, but it seems that we had boards from our sukkah leaning against our outside door, what they call in Hebrew, krashim, not the panels, but the actual supports of the sukkah, and that hold up the schach, and they just disappeared, and presumably went up in flames on Lag BaOmer, Mochel v'Mechila v'Gemura. The kids will search everywhere. So that's the majority of kids. And then there's a couple of kids that, you know, they do Mishnayis Baal Peh. Umiut ein mitapchen. And then there's a minority that don't go around in the garbage tubs. Okay, so we should presume that the tinok was tummy. However, the Isa Becheskas Tahara Omedes, Rabbi Meir has a fascinating shita. And he says that we have the phenomenon that the Isa has a Cheskas Tahara. There's a presumptive status, a Cheskas Kamaisa. There's no reason to believe that the Isa is Tame, so it has a status of Tahara. And Rabbi Meir, throughout Shas, is of the opinion, Usmoch Miuta Lechazaka Isra Le Ruba. The miut of children that are not mitapeach combined with the cheskas isa, and that overrides the rove of children who are tamim. So we're smoch miut lechazaka. This is found in Chulin Peivav Mida Yud Ches. This is a beautiful and fascinating shita of Rabbi Meir. We generally don't pass him like Rabbi Meir, but it's an important shita for us to be aware. What are the Rabbanan going to say back? Rabbanan miyuta kamandalei sadami. The Rabbanan don't take into account the rove, the miut of children. Too few children learning Mishnayis Baal Peh to be considered significant. And therefore, we go back to a conflict between a rove children who are tamei, chazaka, the cheskas isa being Tahora, and Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adif. That's our rule. Period. Amar Yishlakish Mishum Rabbi Yishia. Rabbi Yishlakish told in the name of Rabbi Yishia, Zuhi Shesarfin Allah es hatruma. Rabbi Yishlakish in the name of Rabbi Yishia pointed to this case to show that a chazaka allows you to be sorry for truma. The Mefarshim points out that this chazaka over here, of course, is the majority of kids that are mitapchin. The majority of kids are tameh, and yet nevertheless, you're soreif the truma. Rish Lakish and Reboshia are assuming a couple of things. First of all, that when the Chacham say mitamin, that it's tameh, then you would be soreif. Number two, the Mefarshim add, that here it's actually a leap off of the word of chazaka. Chazaka is a presumptive status. Here we were talking about a rove of kids. But since the rove of kids are not that we took a sample of how many kids we're talking about, and there are 80% of the kids are tame, but rather it's what's referred to as halacha, as a ruba delesa kaman, we see that the Gemara uses the term chazaka and rove interchangeably, the Achronim point out, when we're dealing with a ruba delesa kaman. This I discussed in detail in a totally different sugya in my sefer in Maseches Ksubis. What emerges, though, at the end of the day from our Gemara is Reish Lakish says you burn the truma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Einzu Chazaka Shesarfen Ala Truma. However, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees and says that this is not a chazaka in which truma would be burned. Rashi explains that the Chachamim never said that you burn the truma over here. All the Chachamim said is that the truma is tamei. Ela Eizo Chazaka. The Rabbi Yochanan Shesarfen Ala Satruma. Yet, what are we referring to when we talk about a chazaka and burning the truma? Once again, Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that the previous case, who says you burn it? It's a litlos, it's bitame. However, says the Gemara, there is a case where Rabbi Yochanan is going to admit that you are sorif the truma. Kidisnam, we learned in the Mishnah, Isa b'sel chabayis, u'shrotzim u'tzvardim mitaplin sham. If there is dough inside of a house, and there are shrotzim and svardim who are jumping around there, they're mitame. V'nimtzu chatichos b'isa. And there are parts, yeah, this is going to be disgusting, parts of these look like crawly things that are found in the isa. Imrov shrotzim tmeya. If it comes from the majority of shrotzim, in other words, the majority of shrotzim that are tame, so then we have to presume that this piece of sheretz was also tamim smitamim. Imrov tzvardim, but if the majority are tzvardim, now tzvardim are not mitamim, so then it's tahora. Rashi adds that if we're talking about a case where it's tamim, because rov shrotzim, then we would even be soreif, even according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi in Dibar Maschil, imrov shrotzim adds an important answer. Rashi doesn't spell out that he's asking a question, but clearly Rashi is giving an answer to a basic question. Why would it be that Rabbi Yochanan would say that in the case of the majority of shrotzim, you burn the truma, yet, and in the case, like for example, the case of the isa, but in the case of the kid, you don't burn the truma? So Rashi explains beautifully that, as we alluded to before, the kids is a ruba delesa kamon. The rove is not in front of us in the sense that it's a statistical majority that most kids don't do Mishnayis Baal Peh and they're playing around. Mirtz Hashem, rove of them eventually, if they get the right chinuch, will be osek in Torah and making the world a better place. However, when it comes to the case of the shrotzim and the tzvardim, there we were talking about an instance in where you look and you see how many shrotzim and how many tzvardim there are, and then you make the statistical analysis. That is called a ruba de'isa kaman. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that by a ruba de'isa kaman, that is a weaker form, and you wouldn't burn, in contrast to a ruba de'leisa kaman, which is a stronger form. This, by the way, is a strong yesod of Rashi. There is a big discussion in the Shev Shmaitza and others about the application of this and whether all Rishonim would agree. The Gemara continues. Tanya Kavasei Rabbi Yochanan. We learned according to Rabbi Yochanan, She Dvarim Ein Bam Das Isha, that there are two things that don't have the ability to ask. We'll explain in a moment the significance of Das Lisho, but let's hold off for a second. Vasol Chachamim, four lines from the bottom, Kima Sheyesh Bem Das Lisho. And the Chachamim gave them the din as if they're able to ask. Rashi explains two lines from the bottom that we have a rule that if there's a Suffolk Tuma Berushus Hayochid, then the halach is that it's Tamid. So for example, let's say take our case of the Shrotzim. If there was a Suffolk, not 80% shrotzim, but 50-50, it would still be tameh, because safek tumah berushus hayochid is tameh. That only applies if the item that has a safek is a davar she'ein bo das lishoel, that doesn't have the ability to ask. However, the opposite is not true. Once again, I think I might have misspoke. If it's a davar she'yesh bo das lishoel, then if it's a safek tuma, then we're going to be machmir. However, a davar she'ein bo das lishoel, so then even berushus hayachid, we're meiko. The makar for this Rashi points out is nida davdal rambeis. Again, because I misspoke, let me repeat again. A davar she'yesh bo das lishoel, the halach is that it's safek is tame. That's when we have the rule safek tamei brishus hayachid is tamei. However, it's a davar she'ein bo das shel, then halach is brishus hayachid sveiko tohar. Says the Gemara that if the shayla relates to a tinok, even though the generally a tinok doesn't have the ability to ask, we give it the din of a davar sheish bo das shel, and therefore the safek would be tamei brishus hayachid. Va'od acheres. And another example. Tinok hadamar. When we refer to a tinok, we already mentioned the case of tinok. And that is the case of the tinok that touched the isa. Even though we don't know for sure that it's tameh, nevertheless, safek tum brishus hayachid, we're going to be machmir, even though the isa has a cheskas tahara. Why? Because a tinok has a status of davar sheish bo das shel. Could be because eventually he falls into the human species, and eventually he will have das shel, and he's nigrar. He follows the halach of a general human being that has a din that has the phenomena of a das sheish bo lishol. Vodacher is another example. Mahi isa besoch habayis. There was dough inside of the house. V'tarigolim umashkim tmeim sham. And there is Mashkim Tmeim and Tarnagolim. Now Tarnagolim, they love to run around just like little kids. What Tarnagolim do is they peck a little bit at the water, then they'll peck at the dough. If they peck at the water was Tamid. V'nimtzu nikurim nikurim bi'isa. If you see pecks inside of the dough, tolim. So then in such a case, the situation isn't hanging. Lo oichlin v'lo sarfin. You can't treat it as truma tahora because it might become tummy. On the other hand, you don't burn it. Explains Rashi that we must be assuming that even though the tarnagolus is really an animal that doesn't have the ability to ask, for some reason the Rabbanan gave it a din of a davar sheish bo das lishoel, and we say that the halacha is that it's like a davar sheish bo das lishoel, which has a suffix tumor, b'shus hayachad halacha, is that it's tame. The same applies to a tarnagolus. The Gemara continues two lines from the top, and pay on the base. Amar b'shul ben Levi, lo yishanu elo b'mashkim levanim. This halacha that says that the isa's tmeya only applies when the water is clear. Avo b'mashkim adumim. But if the water is reddish, im isa deniker me di yedea. If the tarnagol had partaken in the reddish mashkin, so then when he put his beak into the isa, you would have seen the red. And since you don't, so then in such a case, we have all the reason to believe that he didn't come in contact with the mashkin adumim and then peck at the isa. Says the Gemara, V'dilma balasinu isa, but maybe he swallowed the water. But once the tarnagolus, or she, has already swallowed, has come in contact with the water, she's tmeya. If she's tmeya, so then she makes the isa tmeya. Am Rabbi Yochanan dover zeh shama biribi, upirusha lo shama. Rabbi Yochanan says, we heard this from the Gadol Hador. Biribi is the Gadol Hador, that's Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. However, we never heard an explanation that was just mentioned. In other words, we didn't hear this distinction between mashkim adumin. Rather, what we heard was something different. Lo shanu lo b'mashkim tzlulim shebivoa shel tinok nigar behem avol mashkim akurim lo. When do we say that we're metame the isa? That's talking about clear water. If it's water that's so clear, then there wouldn't necessarily be any remnant of the water in the isa. If the example that the Gemara gives is that so clear that a child could see its reflection inside. However, slightly different than adumim, if the water is murky, then there must be some remnant that would be left from the water that we would see. If we don't see it, then we could presume that the isa is tahor. We now begin the new fascinating sugya of yichud. Zok de le gemishna, 8 lines on top of peyam abeis. Lo yis yached odomim shtei nashim. A person is not allowed to be alone with two women. Avol isha achas misyichedes im shnei anashim. The rule of thumb is that a man cannot be alone with two women, but a woman could be alone with two men. Rashi explains that there is an assumption that women are daton kala,
and it's more likely for them to be seduced, and each one will not serve as an appropriate guard for the other. In other words, the notion of a shomer, of having one other person guard the other, like in the case of two men are allowed to be alone with one woman, because we're not afraid that even if one man is going to be mezana with the woman, he would know that his secret would be out. And in the first place, explains Rashi, in the next Rashi, he'd be embarrassed to do that in front of his friend. However, another woman would not be embarrassed to be mezana in front of her friend, because she knows that her friend might also be mezana. Achronim explain this differently, whether they'll protect each other or they just wouldn't say. However you explain it, but this is the basic rule, and this rule is a very important principle in Hilchos Yichud. Lo yisyached adam im shtei nashim, aval isha achas misyachedis im shnei anoshim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af ish echad misyachedim shtei nashim, bizman sheishto ima. Rabbi Shimon says that this rule, that one is not allowed to be alone with two women, does not apply if his wife is with him. I just read the Mishnah like the Havamina of Tosos, as well as the conclusion, it seems to me, of the Hagos Hagra. And that is that our Mishnah tells us the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says that when Ishto is Imo, when his wife is with him, so then there isn't an Iser of Yichud. However, the opinion of the Bali Tosas in their conclusion, as well as the Rif, is to read the Mishnah in the following way. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af ish echad misyached im shtei nashim. That Rabbi Shimon is of the lenient opinion, who says that one is allowed to be misyached with two women, and ubizman sheyishto imo, yashin iman bepundiki, that if his wife is with him, so then in such a case, he is allowed to sleep with women, him and his wife, with either one or two women, mipnei sheyishto mishamraso, because his wife guards him. So according to that way of reading, that Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the Tanakhama in regards to a man being alone with two women. Of course, the poignant part is that we have the heter of Ishto Imo, of Ishto Mishamraso, that removes the Isser of Yichud. Misyached Adam im Imo v'imbito, a man is allowed to be alone with his mother and daughter, even though they are an erva. Rashi explains because he doesn't have Yetzahara to have relations with them. V'yashni iman b'kiruv basar, he's even allowed to sleep close with them with their bodies touching. V'nigdeilo zu yashana b'ksusa v'zeh yashan b'ksusa. However, when he's gotten older, so then they should sleep in their clothing. The Gemara asks, my taima. Rashi learns that the Gemara's question is, why is it that a man is prohibited to being with two women? If at the end of the day, a woman is allowed to be alone with two men, why is the inverse prohibited? Answers the Gemara, Tana Devei Lo, we taught in the Yeshiva Elio, Hol v'nashim daiton kalos aleihem. Since women easily are seduced, and as we explained when we read the Mishnah, another woman being there does not serve as a guard, because that is not enough of a fear from the woman that wants to be, does not create enough of a fear from the woman who wants to be mezana. Now the Gemara asks a new question. Minahani mili. What is the source in the Torah for the Yisr Yichud? Amar Rabbi Yechon Mishim Rabbi Shmuel, Remez Yichud Min HaTorah Minayim, Shenemar Ki Yisischa Achicha Venimecha. This is a quote of an entirely different pasuk that Chazal have an interesting drash on. The Torah, when it describes a mesis is someone who causes someone else to go off the derech. The Torah says, don't have mercy on him. And the Torah describes, it will be your brother, the son of your mother. V'chi ben eim mesis ben av eino mesis. Is it only your brother from your mother and not the brother from your father who could be a mesis? Elo leimechatz, to teach you. Ben misyached im imoi, a son is able to be miyached with his mother. But it's prohibited to be miyached with everybody else. Explains Rashi that the emphasis of Ben Imecha is that it's noticeable that this brother is his brother from his mother because he's with his mother all the time. And therefore, there's no Isser Yichud of a son with a mother. However, other Arayas are Asur. Says Umar, Pshita Dekroi B'Maiksiv. And according to Pashipsha, Pashte Dekroi, excuse me, I read Pshita, that's incorrect. Pashte Dekroi, the simple reading of the Pasuk, B'Maiksiv, what's it talking about? Amar Abai Lomi Boi Kamrit. The Pasuk in the simple Pshat, the reason why it mentions the mother's son, is to tell you Lomi Boi, not only this, Lomi Boi Ben Av. Not only a brother from the father, that there's competition between them. This son, like, they hate each other. Vayayitzle Eitzes Ros, and he gives his brother bad Eitzes that you shouldn't listen to him. Alafil Beinem, even your brother from your mother. Delo Sanile, that doesn't hate you. Eimetzaisile, I would think that you should listen to him because he's always looking for the best for you, even if it seems he's being Meis. Kamash Malon, that if it seems that he's being Meisis, you should not listen to him. Period. Now the Gemara brings up another shita in regards to Yichud. Neimah Masisin Delo Kabishol. It would seem that our Mishnah is not like Abishol, because Abishol seems to be of the opinion that a man is allowed to be alone with two women. The sign we learn in Brisa, Kol Shloshim Yoim Yoytze Bechik V'Nikbar B'Isha Achas U'Shnei Anoshim. In general, when it comes to a Levaya, if God forbid a child dies within 30 days. So then in such a case, the child is taken out in the lap. It's not put in a bed, a stretcher to do the kfura. So and then the halacha is you don't need many to be malave, the child. This is even halacha l'maaseh day, God forbid, in cases of miscarriage and stillbirths. It's not done, the levaya is not done ceremoniously, but rather one woman and two men could carry out, but one man with two women can't, because the graveyard is a makom yichud. People don't hang out there. The Gemara in Chagiga tells us that only wackos hang out in graveyards, and the halacha is you're not supposed to have one man go with two women. Abishol Amar Abishol disagrees. Af b'shechel shtei nashim. So we would see that Abishol is not concerned about yichud with one man and two women. And for the Gemara rejects that. Afil tema Abishol. Abishol is still of that opinion. Bishas aninus tover yitzre. He's of the opinion that during aninus, that if there's a child has just died, so there is no yetzer hara. And therefore, there's no concern about a man going out with two women. For Rabban Sarvila ki Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabban hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, Dom Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma Yisainin Adam Chai Gevra Achatov, that what answer does a man say about his sins? In other words, a man never has to be sure, can never be sure that he can answer against sin. He always has to be worried about sin. Afil b'shas aninasa shel Adam Yitzro Miskaber Alav. Even at the time of sorrow, and a time of aninus, that there is a dead body and someone hasn't been buried, still, chas v'chalila, an avera could take place. V'abishol ki ksiv ahu, b'misroim al b'idosav ksiv. That pasuk was talking about someone who's complaining about what Shemayim has given him, but not talking about that the sin will, in such a case, would come up to him. V'achi kamer, ma'isroim al b'idosav, v'chi govar al chatov. Is he stronger than him sin? Someone who complains, does he really think he's stronger than him sin? His sins, dayol chayim shenasatilo. He should be thankful that he's alive. And with that, that would be enough. V'rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, ki ahu maisa, that our opinion is based on a story, dayisa dav uvda v'afikte, that there was a case in which a man and a woman wanted to be mezane, and they may believe that they were taking out a dead child who was really alive, and they were mezana. So even in the case of a funeral, there is concern that maybe there will be an avera that's taking place. Chazal have a very popular expression, ein apotropis la'arayas. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with more Hilchos Yichud, getting into many more practicalities in Hilchos Yichud, picking up five lines from the bottom. On today's daf, we had discussed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan that Malkin al Chazakas Soklin v'Sarvan al Chazakas, except for Truma. We're not sorry if Truma based on Chazakas. We had discussed a important machlokes to Meir and Rabbanan whether we say Smoch Miut lechazaka in the case of a kid who's playing next to an Isa that's Tahora, that the Rabbanan says that the kid has a Chazaka being Tamek, and therefore the Chazaka is going to win in such a case and make them tame, while the Rabbi Meir says there's a miut of kids, and we say smoch miut bichazaka. We also saw that Rabbi Yochanan himself, who says ein sarfin ala truma, differentiates between a case of where it's a ruba de isa kamon and a ruba de leisa kamon. By a ruba de isa kamon, so then even Rabbi Yochanan, who says ein sarfin ala chazakos, says that one would be soreif with a ruba de isa kamon, but not with the Ruba de Leisa Kaman. Finally, we began learning the halachas of Yichud, and that is the prohibition of someone to be miyached with shtei nashim. However, Isha Achas could be misyachedes im shnei anashim. The Gemara says nashim are daiton kalos, and that's why we are more machmir. And the question is whether Abba Shol is right for introducing that there is an exception to the rule when going into a cemetery, or the Rabbanan say never, that the halacha is, that's always aser, for a man to be misyached with two nashim. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Pei in Maseches Kedushin.